Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about zip code red, yellow, and green tests that I came up with for infilots.
Yes. I'm excited. I'm really excited.
It's exactly what it sounds like. You take a zip code. I'm going to use Mesa, Arizona, for an example. Mesa is like the second largest city in Arizona. It's a suburb of Phoenix, second to Phoenix. There's, I think, 8 zip codes. So you take the data, free data from Redfin or from Realtor.com about all the statistical completed sales, active listings, all the real estate listed data from both the assessor and the MLS. And you pit each zip code against each other to find out where you're going to send offers to owners, where the property is moving the fastest, or the days on market are the lowest, or there's all a bunch of statistics.
Yep.
And you could, at the end, you yourself can red, green, or yellow where the property, where to send out mail so you can resell it as fast and quickly. It takes, removes a tremendous amount of risk out of this. Jill and I have only started doing this. I came up with this crazy scheme because I found out the data was available.
Yep.
This year, 2018, and
I'm going to ask you a lot of questions when we get to the meat of the show, and that I think will help fill in all the gaps.
We're buying property left and right. It works. We have not released it to the public. We're going to release it with Land Academy 2.0, mm-hmm. our education program, and in January, if all goes right, House Academy. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Michael asks, has anyone sold multiple properties to neighbors that are not adjacent to the property that you own? I'm wondering if it's worth sending out direct mail to owners within a certain radius of my properties. Thanks and regards, Mike.
Good question. Should you go or should I?
I think that would be, I'm going to dive right in.
All right, good.
I think you'd be nuts not to, because who knows how many people three lots over have been eyeing that lot and the view, or their relatives want to be out there with them, but not that close, you know, close, but not too close. There's so many reasons. And you, I don't want to steal your thunder, Stephen.
Well, let me give a little bit of background for a new person in real estate. When you buy a piece of property, you send out a bunch of mail offers and some come back and you buy a piece of property. The most logical candidate to sell that property to is somebody who lives real close by,
right,
or owns property very close by. And I agree with Jill.
Right.
Why just send it to the 5 or 6 people that are right adjacent to that lot?
Right.
Choose a radius, like a mile or so.
Exactly.
And send it out.
Exactly.
So you already have the data.
I can't remember what the percentage is, but there's a percentage that you usually share about how many people traditionally buy homes in the area that they're already there.
50%.
Yeah, it's pretty darn high. It's kind of funny. You think that we're all moving around, we're moving cities over, states over. It's not that, it's very common that we've been wanting to upgrade it. We love the neighborhood. We love the schools. We love everything about it, just to use houses as an example. But we need a little more room. And 2 blocks over, the newer version of our place with a pool is available. That's where we're moving.
50% of the homes in this country are sold to friends and relatives of people that live within 1 mile of that home. That's a government statistic. And 20%, this is even, it's unrelated, but it's just, I can't get over the stat. 20% of the people in this country move every year.
Yeah.
20% of the population moves.
That's
staggering.
You've helped with that population over the last few years. I'm here to tell you.
Jill and I keep moving up in the world, quite honestly. We've been moving.
I was like, can we please stay put for a little while? I'm kind of tired. There's a point where you're like, don't unpack it.
Listen.
Just leave it.
I'm not the one on Sunday who says, oh my gosh, look at this house that just came up. We should go look at that.
Yes, you
I'm not
are.
The person who does that
I don't know.
The two of us.
I think it's 50-50. We're going with that.
Today's topic, the zip code red, yellow, and green test for infilots. This is the meat of the show.
This is one of the most brilliant things you have developed.
Wow, really?
Seriously. And when you let me in on how you are doing this stuff. So here's how it goes. Like, you've been working on mailers, as you do. I work on a lot of the other stuff in our businesses and our companies. And when you came up with, you know, a while back, how you were going to source out these infill lots, and you went into your cave and discovered
we're in the cave right now.
You were in the cave. Yeah, went into this
cave
and discovered, oh my gosh, the data that's available. Oh my goodness, look at this data that's available. And I know you spent a tremendous amount of time understanding it, seeing what's out there, what's possible. I know you understand it, but just getting a hold of all the data that's out there and then coming up with a way to manipulate that data to get the results that you needed to create. I don't want to say too much because it's yours.
No, that's okay.
To create.
Joe, sir, I would love to hear your perception. All kidding aside, go ahead. Honestly, I want to hear this.
I just think it's brilliant. Well, you came up with a way to go, all right, I have this information, that information, this information, that information. I know all of this is going to help me pick the very best county. For example, days on market, I want that to be low. You know, offer price, you know, the closest to the offer price, I want that to be high. You know, you have all kinds of factors that you put in. And then you not only took it a step further that you're like, okay, I know what I'm looking for when I look at it. You took it a step further to, can I keep going?
Absolutely.
Okay. To put this into a big spreadsheet. Oh, and then make all the numbers tie together.
Yeah.
If this equals that, then this means this, and this makes this. And in the very end, it spits out green, yellow, or red.
Yeah.
It spits out good area, bad area, good area, bad area, you know, hot, warm, cold, yellow, red, yellow, green. That's it. And then you took it a step further. You actually said, in our normal fashion, I'm sure you thought about it. Do I want to share this with the planet? Okay, this is valuable. This is so valuable. This is for us to be out there killing it, doing our own thing. We now have all the insight. We have all the data. We know how to work with the data. No one else gets it. They don't do that. They don't know. Do I even want to share it with them? It's kind of like Land Academy. Do we even want to tell people about our business? We're going to have all these people doing flipping land like us and, you know, competing with us. And then we decided, you know what? There's enough land to go around. We can all do this.
A long time ago, we decided
that.
Right.
And I think that's where you are right now, too. I know you are because you decided, and that is huge of you, I know, to say, all right, I'm going to share my red, yellow, green concept in this whole test. I'm going to share with you my actual spreadsheet so you can go fill it in. Here's the columns. Here's what they mean.
Oh, yeah.
You need to input these numbers and watch what happens. And it's like, wow. And that's what's coming in Land Academy 2.0 that's going to be released here soon.
In House Academy. So
it's huge.
The three statistics primarily that Jill's exactly right. It's a whole system. And rather than get into how the system works, just you can take my word for it. That spreadsheeted part of transferring data and to get it where you can gauge it, red, yellow, green, just trust me. When it's all in there, you're going to look at three statistics. Number one, days on market. And you're going to pit that statistic against all the other zip codes in a potential mailer candidate area. And you want the lowest one. Because that tells you that the velocity of property trading is fastest. So days on market, I shoot for 30. There's people define different counties and municipalities and MLSs define it differently. But lower is always better, let's just say that. So if you're looking at, let's say, Mesa, Arizona, and the 5 or 8 zip codes that are there, the lowest one's better. And you know that you're comparing apples to apples because whatever that number is, they're calculating it the same way in all 5 or 8 zip codes. You also want to look at list to sold. So you want to, there's every month a bunch of property gets listed in the MLS, and every month a bunch of property gets sold. You want to make sure that more property is getting sold than listed. And so that's like apples to apples.
Because an inventory's going down.
Inventory's shrinking. And the third statistic I look at, and this can throw off both of the other ones, so you have to be careful, is listed property as a percentage of every single property in that zip code. So and it has to be less than 1%. That's a deal killer.
Can you explain that a little bit further,
sure.
please?
Sure. So let's say there's 1,000 properties in a given zip code, 1,000 pieces of land. Okay, you want to make sure that if you're sending a land mailer out, just look at land. And then you need to look at how many properties are listed, land properties. And so it needs to be in the universe of land and properties, that those 1,000, you need to have less than 1%, which I think is 100, mm-hmm. right? 100 properties posted there. Because in some markets, there's just too much property listed, and the one that you buy and try to resell is going to get lost in an ocean of potential property. You're making it harder on yourself.
Actually, it's even 10. So 1% of 1,000 is 10.
I think it's 100. Oh, 10%.
Oh, you want 10%?
No, it's right. You're right. You're right. It's 10.
Okay.
You never see a market of 1,000 pieces of property is too small.
Right.
If so, what you see realistically is 6,000 to 10,000.
10,000 properties in the zip code, let's just say. And so 100 of them are for sale.
Yes.
There
That's
we go.
That's
a better number.
Less than 100.
Less than 100.
Is what you want.
Right.
So if if all three statistics are all green, and I'm really oversimplifying because it's really hard to vision this if you're listening and not seeing it, then that's a very logical candidate. Then you really get into the internet and take a look at what's going on in that market. Check back tax listings to see what the basic, get a basic feel for the environment. And I don't want to go through all of it, but
there's a lot.
The red, green, yellow test for infill lots, that's it. And we've tested it and tested it and tested it and retested it live. And we always end up buying property.
It's like you just found the cure for some big ailment.
Yeah.
Is really
yeah,
what
why
it
everybody
is.
Everybody doesn't do this, I don't know, but...
Well, they're not that smart.
Well, they will be now because it's all available.
I know. Thank you
Thank
for
you,
sharing
Joe.
That.
That's a good compliment.
You're welcome.
People just need a little nudge. That's
it's
all.
Brilliant. The stuff that... You know, Stephen, it's so nice. I miss you when you're gone for 3 days, but when you come out...
When you come out
of the bunker... It's so valuable. Actually, here you're in the attic. You come down from the attic.
Yeah. You can't get away with that in California.
Right.
You can't get it in the Midwest. You could never get away with working in the attic or the basement most of the time because it's just too not.
Right. Here you're on the top floor and you have an ocean view.
Yeah, I know.
It's nice. So, yeah. I'm excited. I think we did a good job explaining it.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we cover what to do if you're data afraid.
And answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I know.
It's hard to explain.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
It's easy to show and hard to explain.
And that's true that we did a webinar the other day with our members and Stephen did a sneak peek of this and I could feel the
so could
the excitement through the webinar of like, holy cow, what is that? And how can I get my hands on it? And it's coming.
You know, I was just thinking, the value in all of this is in acquisitions. You know, how much value, A, do people really need? And B, are we really interested in providing about sales?
Huh.
I guess this is a conversation we could have off the air, but in all seriousness, we're acquisition experts. I mean, we truly like mm-hmm. rise to this tip top of this. You know, we are teaching people. We should talk about this more on the air.
It's true.
We're teaching people that have been in the real estate environment
in
real estate as a career for their whole lives, and we're teaching them to rethink how to buy property, like
exactly.
commercial property and stuff.
Not sell it.
Yeah, because everybody, like if we even have to say this sentence, well, now you have a piece of really undervalued property that you just purchased. Now, here, take my
hand. Figure out what to do with
it. Take my hand, and we'll show you how to sell it, too. Like, that just shouldn't even enter into the whole thing.
It kind of doesn't make sense when you think about it.
So we should
you don't go for
that.
One professor for the whole degree.
Right.
There's a reason why
right.
you have, you know, 12 or 15 classes in your MBA, whatever it is. It's not one. And it's not one person teaching the whole thing. We have a math expert. We have an English expert. We have a business expert. You know, even whatever, marketing expert.
In biology, even. Like,
good point.
You know, some people are surgeons and some people are general practitioners. And you don't talk about both of them usually. You specialize in something.
That's very true. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes and YouTube. What'd you say?
I don't know what the heck that was, but okay. I just thought, was it said what was in my head.
Oh, okay. and I'm doing that now too. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.
That was.